Hi, Trisha. This is Esther.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to see if you have an opportunity to take a look in your HHA app, if you're seeing the Kraken's available from two separate agencies, like two drop downs.
Yes.
You're seeing it. All right. Today you're working with Robin and Betty.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, you're currently on the shift, right?
Yes.
Okay, so for this shift, just continue clocking it as before. I believe from tomorrow on, we're going to start with, we'll just have one drop down.
Well, how's that going to work with payroll since I've been working all weekend?
Yeah, you're going to get paid. Don't worry. You're going to get paid everything with your mileage as well. I know you asked me about that last week.
And
It's
I thought
all.
I had heard that we were having a meeting in regards to this too. Is that not happening or?
No, it's happening. I'm not sure what the communication is going to be, but the same way you've been getting paid until now, the last 4 weeks there was a change, so it'll be the same.
Okay, so if you're going through the HHH exchange to do payroll, correct?
Yes.
I'm paid from 8:30 to 4:30, 8:30 to 7 actually every day. I do have to clock into my clients so that I can chart and whatnot, but I am not hourly. I'm hourly, but I'm not. Does that make sense to you? I'm like 40 hours. But if you're going to do the HHA exchange, and that's going to be in by client basis.
No, I wasn't informed that you're
Yeah, I'm
paid
paid a
outside of
little
your
bit different.
hourly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Can you give me a little context on that? Like, what's,
I
how
get
can I
40
have a
hours a
counterpart to
week.
that?
I get 40 hours a week. I start at 8:30 with my first client and I end at 7 with my last client. So every day that I do my time card, I put in 8:30 to 7 plus my mileage. Unless I have a cancellation or there's a gap of 2 hours or better in between each client, then it has to go from individual visits. So
Got it.
I'm just curious how that's going to work through HHA Exchange
Right.
as
What
opposed to
I'm
doing
going
it
to
through.
do is I'm going to talk to the billing people over at Ascension Independent and see what
Yeah.
they can give me for that. I mean, you weren't missing any pay in the last three payrolls, right? So everything was fine?
Not, I mean, not that I'm aware of, although I haven't
Okay.
been able to verify my pay stubs. I don't know if
Have you guys
I'm.
received information for HCM to go?
No.
Are you getting an email
Some
with the pay
people,
stub notification?
I have gotten nothing from anything.
No email. Okay.
I know some individuals have and some of us haven't, so I don't know exactly.
All right.
I understand there's W-2s that need to be refilled out and stuff like that, I was told.
But the changes have only been through January, starting January, right? So I'm not sure what anything for your W-2 for working last year should. I mean, there shouldn't be any interference for that unless there's an issue on their end that I'm unaware
Okay.
of.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just from talking to other aides that have got the email and filed the link and did all that those things that they were saying that they had to refill out some paperwork.
Okay. So you're
So
saying you didn't get an email from Excel Force or HCM to go?
no.
All
I have not.
right, let me look into that. I'm going to look
Okay.
into that tomorrow, and I'm going to get back to you when I have more information, okay?
All right, great. Thank
All
you.
right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.